Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
I hear we're talking about strawberries.
We are.
Or berries generally.
Berries in general. But I'll start with strawberries because you probably have a similar memory. Right around 1982, a neighbor grew some really beautiful strawberries, and they were small. They were really delicious. And we would be invited to go pick strawberries. You had to, you know, get down on your hands and knees and get under the leaves and pick. And then we would go back the next day and pick a few more because you wanted to get all of them right when they were perfect. And then when the season was over, you didn't have berries anymore, at least not that good. Not that good of berries.
And for me, I think it was maybe 1970, 71, 72. I would go down the woods behind my house, and I knew where there was a patch of mm-hmm. wild strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pick those.
And did you just shove them in your mouth as you picked, or did you take them home?
Both.
Because your mom liked them a lot, too.
Yeah, some mouth shoveling going on there, but also I brought some home, sure.
Your mom also liked to pick those Maine blueberries.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
it ain't the same way these days, is it?
It's not. Because there are berries of all kinds available year-round, and that is, I guess, in large part because of Driscoll's company with their berry growing. There are many more berries grown now, but by fewer farmers.
That's kind of the situation with all kinds of agriculture. What are we looking at in terms of number of producers now versus, say, 20, 30 years ago?
Well, my scenario in 1982, during that time, okay. 135,867 U.S. farms were reported on census as having berries for sale. That was on 135,000 acres of land. And in just as recently as 2022, the number of total farms was down to 35,000, but that was on 355,000 acres of land. So we're talking about 1/4 of the number of farms occupying 2.5 times the acreage of land.
Okay. Big operations. How big is Driscoll's?
They are second in annual supermarket earnings only to the Coca-Cola company at $7 billion worth right now.
So they're ahead of Pepsi?
It seems so. It seems okay. So. Well, Coke always had it.
And they're ahead of Pepsi. Ahead of Taylor Farms? Okay.
We talked about them last week.
Yeah.
With the lettuce.
Wow. Okay.
And such.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still... Yeah, okay.
Well, it was in 1989 that the Driscoll's company board made a decision to have every berry available in every season, year-round, around the globe. And you probably can imagine that doesn't mean farming, growing all the berries in soil. A mm. lot of these are grown in, you know, hydroponic spaces or less land with more inputs and I don't want to say chemicals because I don't have all the data on that, but they grow a lot of berries and they subcontract farmers to do most of the growing.
So again, kind of like with hogs here, farmers are working on contract.
Yeah.
They're not independent operators.
Yeah. Anymore. Labor is their biggest expense, the Driscoll's biggest expense. And the company said that the workers earn $20 to $30 per hour. But according to a New York Times story, the company declined to make any of those farmers, producers, available to be interviewed or photographed, citing privacy for the producer as the concern.
So I'd love to know, and this is more detail than we need to get into right now, but I'd love to know more about how this contract arrangement works with farmers.
The New York Times article has a lot more information.
Like to,
so that's pretty interesting.
In my experience, that never goes well for the farmer. Never.
Well, people need to work.
Sure, I know. But
yeah. So, you know, in addition, the berries can be delicious, but people have criticized Driscoll on issues such as water consumption, pollution, pesticide use, labor, as we mentioned. In 2002, there were some boycotts, strikes by employees over their environmental footprint, labor policies, and mm-hmm. such. Just this past June, it seems that a former employee alleged that Driscoll's knowingly shipped products to Canada that violated Canada's very strict pesticide limits for what kind of produce they took into the country. That same employee was allegedly penalized by the company for
okay.
for disclosing that to the company, to the country that was receiving their product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then whistleblowers, they need protection.
Yes, they do.
So, yeah, I mean, big concern I have is that, you know, we don't need to eat everything all year round, mm-hmm. all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. and we do actually have strawberries year round, but that's because we freeze them.
We pick them locally.
Yeah, locally. And then we make jam mm-hmm. or freeze them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish more people would think about the value of that. It's really a great way to preserve the flavor.
It is. And, you know, it's really handy for people to go, they're going to a potluck or something. Maybe it's even winter time, but they have a dessert they're going to make or a salad they're going to make to get a spring flavor in the middle of winter. And they're going to pick up that one-time use plastic mm-hmm. container full of beautiful red blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. Fruit pizzas are very popular,
yeah.
but you know, we can be creative and we can do something different if we really
yeah.
want to.
Right. Pick your own, buy your own, mm-hmm. or buy local. Hey, thanks, Kathy.